Nearly 4,500 Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals recipients are in the Commonwealth, and an estimated 14,000 other undocumented immigrants in the state would be immediately eligible for the program. Nicholas Katz, legal director for the immigrant rights group Casa de Maryland, says the ruling is another affirmation from the courts to protect the Obama-era program.
So the argument that sort of underlies this decision out of New York is that he was never validly in that position in the first place. So he doesn't have the legal authority to promulgate those rules.
Katz says several pending court cases remain around the country that challenge other efforts to dismantle the program. The Department of Homeland Security began to phase out the program in 2017. But in June, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled the Trump administration had not adequately justified ending DACA. The New York City federal judge also ruled Acting Secretary Chad Wolf is unlawfully working as the head of the agency.